But before I even talk about that, I think it's important to set the stage about whether it's even important to care about axillary failure rates. And, of course, we look to the BO4 when we talk about axillary recurrences. And we have 25-plus year data from the BO4, which, of course, was a trial randomizing patients to radical mastectomy, total mastectomy versus total mastectomy and radiotherapy. And we know that there was a high axillary failure rate in those patients who did not receive axillary treatment. But despite this 18% failure rate, there was no difference in distant disease-free survival, disease-free survival, and overall survival.